Turn with me, if you would, to Psalms, the 92nd chapter. Psalms chapter 92. How to offer true thanks. Let me ask you a question. How do you thank someone? How do you thank someone? When they've done something for you or you appreciate, what are some of the things we do to say thank you? Send a card. Okay. What else? Okay. We express something to them. Sense of gratitude. We hug them. Okay. Make a pie. My favorite. All right. Somebody else? Take them out to eat. Feed them. Have you ever had someone do something for you that was so special you wanted to express your gratitude and yet the only thing you could do was to say thank you, and even as you said that, it felt so inadequate? To really express what you wanted to say or what you really felt, thank you was not enough. And I think most of us would feel that way if we were approached or approaching the altar of Almighty God. I think most of us would feel that way for what God has done for us. And I think many times that when we sit back and we think of all the things that God has done for us, we would like to express our gratitude, but we struggle knowing what to say or what to do. Maybe I'm just speaking to me. So I want you to look at Psalms 92. And let's look at the first four verses in Psalms 92. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound, for thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. Maybe in verse 4 in your translation it says, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the work of your hands I sing for joy. The story is told of an old Texas businessman who became very wealthy in the oil business, and he owed his success to many friends and associates. And in order to show his gratitude, he published a book entitled A Million Thanks. And to try and show this, he wrote this book, and the only thing inside the book was one word written 1,000,000 times, and it said, thanks. And when it was sent to the Library of Congress, they refused to register it because you can't copyright a book with one word. But you know, there's something to that. Thanks written 1,000,000 times. Can you imagine? I would be able to speed read that book, wouldn't you? But where his heart was. In truly thanks. You know, the Bible has much to say about being grateful. The Bible has much to say about being offering thanksgiving to the Lord. But I think one of the ways that we show our thanks to God is in public worship service. And Psalms 92 reminds us of that. When you read, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises to His name, to show forth the loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon the harp, for thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Verse 5 and 6. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand. You see, I think so many times we get caught up in our busy lives, we do not consider the part of being thankful and what being thankful should play within our own lives. We might even run right past it and not even see the importance of being thankful. David the Bible reminds us, was a man after God's own heart. He was a spiritual man. He had many great achievements in his life for the Lord, and also many failures, but he was a man acquainted with great victories. He was also acquainted with great tragedy. And he knew the value of being thankful. And David expressed that. He's expressing that in Psalms 92. And this song, as a title, denotes that it was sung on the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is Saturday in this biblical time. And it was given to God, to Israel, or given by God to Israel on this day that's set forth by worship. Christian worships on Sunday. That's the day of the Lord. And that the day of the rising and raising of the dead. Giving thanks to God was this act of worship. Singing praises, even as we did tonight, or even as we did this morning, is an act of worship. It is a way of saying, thank you, Lord. You see, the basis of true worshiping the Lord is thanksgiving. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. There is no true worship without it, without that bit of thanksgiving. You know, our hymns that we sing express the greatness of God and remind us of who God truly is, lest we might forget. So it's a reminder to us of who God is, what He has done. Most examples of the Bible of worship, when you look at the examples in the Bible of worship, it's a worship of congregation. It's a worship of gathering of people. Now, it has benefits of an individual. It has the benefit in it that teaches all of our children that we truly love God. It reminds all of us of the reason that we gather together. It sets the example of a testimony of love and gratitude to God for what He's done in our lives. But note in the Scripture tonight that worship was done in the morning and in the evening. Now, does that mean it's 6 o'clock at night and 10:45 in the morning? What it's alluding to is faithfully attending, faithfully worshiping every waking hour. That's the privilege and the attitude of a Christian. I can worship in my car. So can you. I can sing and nobody can hear me. And I can turn that radio up and I can sing along and I can worship God in my vehicle. You can worship God on your treadmill or on your morning walk. You can worship God in the shower. You can worship God. The meaning is that we have the privilege of worshiping God all day long. Not an hour on Sunday or an hour on Wednesday. It's not just when we go to the cottage prayer meeting. It's all the time. That's the attitude. So one way we can show gratitude is faithfully attending worship and worship services. And as a church worship, worship the Lord with song. Worship the Lord with the preaching of His Word. Worship the Lord with the breaking of His Word, the reading of His Word. The Bible teaches that we honor God and we show gratitude in having special times to offer praises. Publicly offering thanksgiving is an actual way to witness for the Lord. That's why sometimes I just like to hear, hey, somebody give us a thanksgiving. Well, we just need to thank Him. And He does so many things in our lives that it slip right by us. Second, we can show our gratitude to the Lord by proclaiming God's greatest and praise to others. Psalms 107, verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." We can show our thankfulness by telling others what God has done. Doesn't it mean something to you when someone tells somebody else something you did for them? And it gets back to you? You know, Michelle was so excited that Jonathan did something for her and she told somebody else. Well, our Heavenly Father, when we are talking about being thankful for what He's done in our lives and we're telling someone else that, don't you think that makes Him smile? It is showing thankfulness. That we are so thankful that it's worthy of telling somebody else by telling others who He is. You know, a true friend will share others with others their good fortune. By telling others of Jesus Christ, we honor and we praise the Lord, and it is a witness to someone else. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Isn't that what it says? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say that you are redeemed. It is God who has saved us, and so therefore we should go tell everyone who saved us. And in that, we're telling Him, thank you. You see, lots of folks think witnessing is difficult. They think witnessing is hard. Lots of books written on how to witness. Lots of programs you can get into and learn how to go and what to say. But the most effective way in witnessing is the simplest way. Just tell folks what God's done for you. It's easy. Just tell Him what He's done and be happy in that. And in that same moment, you are thanking God for what He's done for you. Think with me for a moment. If we have an attitude of telling folks about the Lord, it will have the added effect of keeping us living as we should. You know, the more I talk about it, the more it stays on me and with me. The more I remind myself. You know, if I don't remind myself, and I don't know what direction you go, but, you know, if I don't remind myself and I don't keep myself grounded, then I'll go aloof. I'll lose my humbleness. I'll lose what I'm supposed to be thankful for. I'll lose my attitude of praise. So you honor God and you spread the gospel when you tell people the truth. And the truth simply is what God has done for you. God is good. He loves every person. He wants to see all men everywhere saved and having received forgiveness of sin and having received eternal life. How do I witness? I just go tell my story. That's all. It's not about 28 Bible verses that you can quote. And it's okay when somebody asks you a hard question to say, I don't know, but I'll find out. That's okay. Thirdly, we can show our gratitude by the Lord by giving offerings to the Lord. Do you have Proverbs 3 up there, Karen? Yeah, Proverbs 3 and 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with all the first fruits of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with grape juice. Yours may say new wine, but we're Baptists, right? You cannot, in fact, give anything to the Lord. Do you realize that? There's nothing you can give to the Lord. It's already His because He is the creator of all. Yet there are lots of us, there are many of us that should be all of us that He allows to be stewards of material things in which He's blessed us with. So He allows us to be the stewards of those things. Not all of us receive the same things, yet all of us receive something, and we have a reason. And we have much to be thankful for because of the portion in which we receive. You see, God wants your best. That's why it says the first fruits of thine increase. It's a shame that we've been taught to think, or the way that we've been taught to think of giving to the Lord. Many have the idea that, you know, you give your leftovers to Jesus. I saw an ad one time that said, give your junk to Jesus. I saw one church building a brand new building and everybody bringing in their old furniture from their houses, really from their garages, and from their storage buildings, bringing it to the church, giving our junk to Jesus, when we wouldn't put it in our house. Is that really gratitude? Is that really the stewardship of what God is talking about here? Many times we only offer to serve if it's convenient for us and there's no trouble or cost, if nothing interferes, or if we're real comfortable. I think we'd all agree that that's not the giving of our first fruit. And our first fruit is not necessarily just our finances. It's our service as well. Our first fruit. Jonathan and I were talking this morning about some things this summer in the evening time when I wasn't going to be here in order to give of our first fruit in service. And I told Jonathan, I said, some of those folks, their hair is going to go whoosh, as soon as you mention it. Why? Because they disagree with it? No. Because they're uncomfortable doing it. Sometimes we have to be uncomfortable. Sometimes. We talked about the methodology of 1957 that we so much embrace, right? To make sure we're here at 6 and we're out at 7 and Sunday school and Wednesday, good old Wednesday night. But is that reaching our world? That's the question we have to ask. Is that reaching our Jerusalem? The truth is that regardless of what you do in service or in finances, you cannot outgive God. As a person faithfully tithes and he gives his offerings unto the Lord, God honors that faithfulness, and a thankful heart meets that person's needs because of their faithfulness. If you are a good steward of small things, the Bible talks about he will make you a steward of greater things. And greater things. God promises to those who show their thankfulness to God by giving to make them prosper. That's a promise. He says your barns will be full. Your barns will be filled by plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. In Joel chapter 2 and verse 26 reminds us, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that had dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. See, we show thanks by giving back. I've said this before, but I like to say it. It's right on. God doesn't need your money as bad as you need to give it. God doesn't need our money. Fourth, we can show our gratitude by praying and asking God to meet our needs. Philippians 4 and 6, probably the verse that you know, be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. So we can show gratitude by praying and asking God, be careful for nothing. It's a matter of living by that word, that faith word. The word be careful in here means do not be overly anxious. Do not worry. If we are anxious and we're not trusting in the Lord, then it has a couple of ill-sided effects. It presses upon how we act. It presses upon how we feel. It presses upon those around us who look to us for strength. We have a great responsibility of our faith to all of those around us, believers and non-believers. How much help are you when you're worried or depressed? I just think about it at home, just with Karen and I, and Karen knows when I'm worried, or Karen knows when I am, my mind's two streets over, and I'm probably not much help. How about in the church when we're worried about something or we're anxious about something or we're depressed about something? How much help are we into the kingdom of God? And every one of us at times will be worried. It's normal. It's human. But this is talking about one whose pattern of their life is to worry. It's what they do. My mom used to tell people all the time that, what do you do? Well, I worry. And if you had three kids like she had, that would be what you would do as well. That's what she would say. The verse says that with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto the Lord. What does that mean? It means to be dependent upon Him. We need to be dependent upon Him. And we do it in so many different ways, by asking, by expressing our needs, by expressing our desires, by lifting up others around us. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit the way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Psalms 37 and 5. We have so many promises to lean upon in the Word of God. This is one of those verses that's written in the front of my little book that I write in a little book virtually every day. I try to write down virtually every conversation. I have so much going on, I have trouble remembering. And so I have this little book, and the people I work with, when we have conversations, I try to write down exactly what came about in that conversation. And I go back and review and look at it. But in the front of that book, it says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of thine heart, your heart. Because in the struggles of the day, here's that verse. To remind me, you know what, Billy? That's really not that important. To delight exactly where God has planted you to grow, delight in that. To remember you are where you are for a reason, and God's going to grow you there. So delight in that fact. It just kind of boils down to this. The best way to show God we're grateful is to live our lives as He wants us to live. To be thankful for what He's done to us. To meet together. To worship together. To love each other. To pray for each other. Don't you think that's what God wants at Second Baptist Church? That's what He wants. He's not looking at our budget. He's not looking at Robert's rules. He is looking at how we love each other. Right? That's what He's looking at. He is looking how we pray for each other. He is looking how we take care of each other. To tell others about God's love in our actions and just in our daily vocabulary. To tell others of all the things that He's done for us individually, as well as Second Baptist Church. Think about Second Baptist Church in just the last 10 years. Maybe you don't want to think about it, but think about it anyway. And think how God has looked. Do we deserve this? Do we? Do we deserve the constant blessing financially and with members that He has continued to bless us? True? Have we thanked Him for that? Do we constantly thank Him for that? How easy is that? Because your community knows we've struggled a little bit, right? So should we be singing His praises through the struggle? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Tell others what He's done for us. To give of our tithes and our offerings and give our very best to the Lord in service and in prayer, material things, all of those things. And then to simply live by faith, trusting in the Lord, being dependent upon Him for all things. We talked about this morning a little bit about filling up and allowing him to control everything within my being. So you know, Second Baptist Church and you individually have some incredible things in our lives to be thankful for. And I wonder how many of you have gone and told somebody about them. Not about you and how smart you are and all that, but what God's done for you. What God has done in your life. What God has done in the life of this church. How God has taken this church when it's on the smallest wire of breaking off and has just drawn us back together. God did that. God's done that. Where God, I don't know, but I was looking at the finances last month, and it was one of those times I looked at that and said, God did that. Whoa, are you kidding me? Like, we're real deserving of that. God did that. So all the things that God is doing in our very midst, don't let those things fly out of the way. Go by the wayside. Make sure we're thanking God for those things. And one of the ways we do that is to tell other people what God is doing at Second Baptist Church and what God is doing in your life. Father, thank you tonight for your word. Thank you, Father, for David and, Father, his turmoil in his life. But, Father, he always came back crying to you. And Father, your word tells us that we need to learn how to show thanks a little deeper. In Psalms 92, it reminds us it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And Father, may we do that this week. May we give thanks to you. May we tell others about you simply by telling them what you have done in our lives. And in doing so, we are saying thank you to you. Father, thank you. Thank you for the blessings in this place. Thank you, Father, for the blessings in so many of these people's lives. Father, thank you for the blessing of Karen in our lives, our children, our health. Father, we have much to be thankful for. Father, may we leave here tonight with a grateful heart. May we tell somebody this week what you're doing for us. Not what we're doing for you, but what you're doing in our lives. And may we be thankful for that. Father, as we leave tonight, we pray safety around us. Father, we pray for our world. We pray for our president and our leaders and the decisions that they will make this very week. Father, we pray that you would protect our military men and women, the leaders and the decisions that they will make that will affect everyone this very week. Father, we pray for this community, the teachers, the ones around our children, and Father, that they would show gratitude of who you are in their lives. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity of meeting here tonight. May we go out and have a great week for you and share our gratefulness of who you are. It's in the name of Christ we pray. Amen.